Chamber checks are available from the Hayes Chamber for your Christmas shopping needs. Sarah Wassinger, President and CEO of the Hayes Chamber, along with Administrative Assistant Marlis Fletcher, talks to us about that and much more on this episode of the Post Podcast. I tell you, I'm very excited to talk to you because this is like your time of the year to shine.
It is. Chamber checks today.
Well, chamber checks, but just shopping local in general, this is such a good time to promote that message. And if you're making those shopping decisions, this is a great time to make that decision that's going to help our community right now. And chamber checks are a huge part of that here in Hayes, right?
And we've had a record year of chamber checks, right, Marlis?
We have. We've been really busy. And, you know, our offices are closed right now, but that's not going to stop us from getting you your chamber checks. They come in $5, $10, and $25 increments. They never expire. They can be used at almost any chamber member business. And even though our office is closed, like I said, you can email us at HayesCC@HayesChamber.com and tell us what you want, and we'll get them ready, and we'll take them out to your car. Or you can call 628-8201 and tell us what you want. If it's a big order, give us a day or so, and we'll have those ready for you. But just, you know, our office is closed, but it's not going to stop us from getting you those chamber checks so we can keep that money local.
And people can call to make an appointment, too, to schedule a time to come in the office as well. We are accepting appointments right now, even though the front door to the lobby is closed.
Yeah, and are you guys doing any mailing of those, or is it just a pickup kind of situation? I know it seems sometimes silly in Hayes to mail anything to somebody else in Hayes because you can just drive there in like 5 minutes.
Sure, because it is like cash and they do spend like cash, we do not mail them just for security purposes. But again, very easy to work with. Marlis and myself and the team are here again to meet you at the front door to drop them off. If you want to pay for them over the phone, we can do credit card over the phone. We also accept cash and check. There is a $1 surcharge for processing those for any orders under $200, and then a $5 cost for any orders $200 or more. And that just helps for the cost of printing the checks and the brochures and the envelopes for those.
Oh, sure. All right. Well, anything else we want to talk about on chamber checks before we move on? Because there's a lot of other stuff we're going to hit on.
Well, just use those chamber checks if you have some that you have not used. Double check your hidey holes at home, maybe that sock drawer, blow off the dust, and spend those chamber checks because our businesses could sure use your help.
Absolutely. All right, moving on. Annual banquet awards and nominations. You're currently taking those nominations, right? I think we've got, if I remember correctly, a couple weeks left on that.
Yes, so we have 6 awards, again, that we're giving out this year. We have not a clue what this year's banquet is going to look like. We are still figuring that out. And in fact, our board of directors will be meeting next week, Tuesday, to kind of give us some guidance as to what they feel is the right procedures for that banquet. But we have 6 awards, again. Golden Belt Bank sponsors the Hall of Fame Award every year, and we're so thankful to them. This award goes out to someone who's given long-term community service, demonstrates excellence in business for the profession, and has a history of civic involvement. Next Tech does the Citizen of the Year Award, and this award goes to someone who has community involvement as well, has given themselves for the betterment of the Hayes area and its people over the past year. And then new to the sponsoring of awards this year is Next Tech Wireless, and we are proud to have them as our Businesswoman of the Year Award sponsor. And they this award goes to a businesswoman who has had several accomplishments throughout the year. They should also have a history of community service and chamber participation and assist others in reaching their full leadership potential. And one of the fun awards for our younger folks is the Vive Broadband Rising Star Award. And this is for folks who are within the age range of 21 to 40 years old, and they should be someone who demonstrates excellence and leadership qualities in the business community and also has a history of community service and chamber participation. And our final 2 awards, again, new to the sponsorship for this year, is Diamond R Jewelry LLC and the Strand Events Center for Small Business Achievement Award. So this is a small chamber member business that has demonstrated entrepreneurial success in the Hayes area. And we know we have so many deserving folks that would be wonderful recipients of that award. And the final award is the I Smile Vision and Dental Helping Kids Award. And this goes to a nonprofit organization or employee. And this group or person should demonstrate commitment to caring, generosity of spirit, and openness and inclusion. And this is actually our newest award, so we've only been giving it out for a couple of years. So the deadline for these awards is January 8th. And we do want to let folks know that they can find the nomination forms on our website at hayeschamber.com/news-announcements. And if you look under the resources side on the right-hand side of the page, there's an editable PDF that you can click on there. A friendly reminder, it is front and back. We do need folks to fill out both sides of that. And then they can go ahead and save that and email that to hayescc@hayeschamber.com, again by January 8th.
Simple enough. I'm going to do mine right now while we're on the phone. Is that okay?
Sure. Who are you going to nominate, James?
I'm not going to tell you on the air. That would be, influencing the nomination process, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, elections are fun right now.
Let's not get into that. Let's just move right on.
Let's keep moving, shall we?
Now, this is something we talked about a lot last week. I think the last couple of visits, actually. But the Business Showcase Challenge, how's that going? Is that kicked off yet?
Yes, so that is going through December 11th. And we have 10 businesses who are participating this year. And just wanted to give people a friendly reminder that it's not too late to start. You still have 4 days to get that going. We have Ashley Furniture Home Store, Downtown Hayes Development Corporation, Hickok Steakhouse, Katz Hallmark Shop, Coons Diamond Jewelers, Mocha's Refine, Simply Charmed, United Way of Ellis County, and Wedding Connections at Chestnut Street Floral. So these 10 businesses, you can stop by any of them to get your card for the first visit, and then we would just ask for you to complete 8 of the 10 spots. We hope that you choose to visit all of them, but 8 will get you entered into a chance to win a portion of $500 worth of Chamber check drawings that are sponsored by Eagle Broadband and Sunflower Bank. So we are very excited about this. Most of these businesses, by the way, are also doing individual drawings. So if you go in, we hope that you do some early Christmas shopping, get some of those presents checked off your list, and take time to meet with these folks and just talk to them about what their small business means to them. It's a great way just to support local, and we are so excited to be offering kind of a fun way to get out and shop this holiday season.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we've had the opportunity to have a few of these business owners or managers on the air with us here for this segment. And yeah, really cool group of people. And why wouldn't you want to support your local businesses if you have that option?
Absolutely. And one thing I would point out is Scott Gross has done such a fantastic job working with our businesses. He's our VP of Marketing and Communications. We have videos for each of these businesses on the Facebook page. So if you are curious as to what they have to offer, by all means, please feel free to go ahead and look at those videos. It may even inspire you for some Christmas presents this holiday season.
Yeah, and that's something I don't think we've talked about. How cool is it that you can have this opportunity to go around, win the chance, or have the chance to win some prizes and find some cool presents? Because we've talked about this before. You know, there's some like spots in Hayes. I know we were talking with Brenda Mater over at the Hayes Art Center the other day, and she was mentioning their gift shop. Those little tucked away spots in Hayes where you can find those presents that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is you can find something for everybody, and it's so special. I have had the opportunity to go to so many of the stores already, and, I mean, it just fills your heart to see Hayes in its finest, you know, Christmas garb and seeing all of the quaint options that we have. There's small gifts or stocking stuffers. If you just have someone special on your list that you want to, you know, find something small for, the businesses just appreciate you patronizing them. And again, we encourage you to find a friend to go with. We actually built it up this time to where you can actually check off a couple of these members at each stop. So the businesses are in close proximity of one another, which should make it easy for you to go and spend a little bit of extra time browsing. And no purchases are required, but again, we do hope that you'll find something that you can't live without.
Awesome. Well, ladies, we've got just a few minutes left. We want to move right into the calendar because you've got some cool events going on this week as well, right?
We do. We have tomorrow morning,
December 9th, we've got our Executive Circle Breakfast. That's sponsored by Hayes Med, part of the University of Kansas Health System. And then in the afternoon, we've got a groundbreaking at 4 o'clock at 1601 East 27th Street Terrace. Right across the street from Casey's, it's for the Brian Reuter Agency, American Family Insurance. And then on December 10th, we've got a ribbon cutting at the Hilton Garden Inn and Convention Center. That should be an exciting one. And then I'm going to let Sarah tell you about the last one because it's a two-part one. And since I've been here, we've never done a two-part one, I don't think. So.
Yeah, so this is the first time we're doing this. So Hess Services, they're always so busy. So Joe LaRoe has been great to work with, and we will be meeting at Brief Space at 9 o'clock. It will be an in-person event, but we'll also be streaming it virtually on our Facebook page. So they'll be talking about everything that Hess Services manufactures, some of their positions that they have available. And then to Marla's point, that second one is actually going to be us doing a tour. So the reason we've broken this one up, they are not actually open for production on Fridays. So we are scheduling the physical tour for Tuesday, December 15th, and that's going to be at 1 p.m. We do encourage folks to just come a few minutes early. That way you can kind of be ready for the tours. But Joe will kind of take us around the facility and just show us some of the production. We are so blessed to have incredible manufacturers throughout Hayes and Ellis County. And our hope by the end of 2021 is that we'll give people the opportunity to kind of see all the cool things that are actually made right here in Hayes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, even myself, as long as I've lived in Hayes, I'd never been out to that Hess Services plant. And I met Joe for a story a while back, and it's incredible. Like, it blows your mind how big the facility is and everything they're doing out there.
Absolutely. And they are one of our region's largest employers. So it's just a great way to kind of go and see what they're up to. And we're so lucky and grateful that they have given us the opportunity to go do that.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, I tell you, we're quickly running out of time here. We got about 30 seconds left. Any last thoughts, guys?
Just want to remind people that the community guide advertising spots are filling up quickly. We do have until December 18th to receive artwork for that. We circulate 12,000 copies of that each year, as well as distribute several copies virtually and digitally. So contact us here at the office at 628-8201 if you have questions. It's a great way to get your business out there in front of our local community as well as our visitors.